So why do we learn languages, right? What's the purpose, right? If you just learn one, it can be, oh, I want to do everything. I want to become this kind of person, right? And there's lots of valid reasons, I don't know. But why I do it is because it gives me perspective on things. Same way, if you go travel somewhere, you can get perspective on how people live and stuff. But if you speak the language, you can access this anytime, and you can get... you can know things that your environment doesn't naturally let you know. So I was trying to think of some examples, right? There's all these different ways that, like, little girls are mistreated in different societies. There's one where they, like, file her teeth down so they're pointy. The Chinese would, like, bind their feet up to make their feet small. In Morocco, they would force feed them milk so that they would get really fat because they saw that as being more attractive. So there's all these ways that they get mistreated. But the thing about these ways is it tends to just be one society that does this stuff, right? Whereas other things are more universal, like piercing the skin, it's kind of harmless, like in the ear. Sometimes they do kind of crazy stuff around the mouth. That's usually specific to one area, like the way they do it. But generally, like, extreme things are limited to one place, right? And I was like, well, there's got to be more examples than just mistreating girls, right? So another example is there's one society in particular that is super addicted to their cars, and 20% of the population has become kind of like those characters in WALL-E that can't walk. They become like big bowling balls. And it's thanks to knowing some of the languages and, I guess, other experiences that have led me to believe that this is problematic, and this is just one place. So I can proudly go around on my bicycle and know that I'm doing the right thing, even though nobody around me is doing this, right? Because I know better, because I learned languages, right? So, there's all these things that are terrible that some societies do. And also, sometimes one society figures something out, but nobody else figures it out, right? Like, the Incas didn't figure out the wheel, right? They, I think probably because they had to, if you're going to carry stuff to market, you have to go over mountains and stuff, so wheels are kind of pointless anyway. You have to carry it on your back. Wheels are kind of a flatlander thing. But anyway, sometimes people figure stuff out in ways that, they kind of have secret. And I think there's a lot of societal and, like, cultural things, ways of thinking, how to act. I think those things are also kind of locked in to, even if you translate something into another language, you kind of lose a lot of that, because in order to translate the meaning, you lose a lot of the implications and those important details that we're trying to get. And if you just translate a couple of big works from one culture, there's all this other stuff that hasn't been translated that has stuff in it too that you won't know. So, yeah, we do this because we're trying to get some perspective, right? We're here on this earth as humans, and there's a diverse landscape of different ways of doing things. But it's starting to become accessible, right? You don't have to just be like the people in the town you grew up in or something. You can move on from that. So that's why I do it. I think it gives me more access to like what it means to be human and to live a better life. Because I know that if I just go really deep on one thing, I'm probably gonna go too deep, right? We can think of any kinds of ways of going really deep on one thing that is too deep, right? So you become a Buddhist monk, you shave your head, you become celibate, you go live on a mountain, and you miss out on all kinds of important human experiences. Now you're not gonna have kids, now you're not gonna, you're not gonna do farming probably. Well, actually you might do farming, but you're not gonna have like a regular community with people of all different ages and backgrounds. Like, you're just gonna be with the other monks. So you're gonna miss out on a lot. But you can have a good life, but you're gonna miss out on a lot of things. Or if you become the opposite of that, you become insanely Christian and you have to get married and you follow like all the Christian stuff to a T, and you you flagellate yourself every time you sin so that God will forgive you or whatever. Now you've gone too far on the other side, and now you're not able to even, like, you know, look at a woman that's not your wife and feel, like, interested in her, because that's a sin, right? So now all these regular experiences are also not allowed, right? So it's too far this way, too far that way. The middle path is what we're going for, right? The middle path. But the middle path doesn't just mean doing what the people around you are doing, because they're not doing the middle path. The only way to find the middle path is to know where the edges are, I guess, right? So yeah, this is why we do this. I also think literature is really good. That's been our social, our like human project has been literature for as long as, forever. Ever since, people started making poetry about how the planets move around in the sky and stuff, literature has been, what we've been doing. Once we figured out how to write it down, things changed rapidly, right? There's hundreds of generations of writing from different places, not connected to each other, or like just barely, right? Like, you know, there was like one Greek that maybe went to India. Sextus Empiricus, he's called in Latin, whatever. So he might have gone to India, but for the most part, like they figure stuff out completely on their own. The ancient Egyptians, we don't even really know what they were up to. They had ideas. There's one account of a Greek maybe going there. People have been figuring things out from first principles since forever, and you can just access that, and that's really cool. So I don't know. I mean, there's other things you can do on this earth, but if you're not sure what to do, you might as well try to live a good life, right? That's the quintessential wisdom literature question. The first thing people started writing down once they got done figuring out the sky and memorizing poems was like, how do I live a good life, you know? I don't know, does it matter? Like, you're just gonna die, right? So maybe that's it, just hurry up and die. Or just go towards dying. That's what you're gonna do anyway. And then you're gonna die, and then that's it. So that's another way you could go. I don't know. But yeah, learn some languages, man.